Slade came off the road in 1984. The band finished in 1991. Then I just started writing. I did a gig in 2002, the only gig I ever did on my own. And I played guitar and I sang and I spoke to the audience. So the old shy me had seemed to have disappeared.
I can't believe it.
And I know. I was always very, very shy, but I was always also very upfront and abrupt with people that the others used to moan about something rotten. But I decided to do that gig, and I only just did the one, and I thought I'd never do it ever again. After that, I started to make the Therapy album, which is a psychologically based album, and it's very cerebral. It came out in 2007, firstly, and I released it on the internet. And it sold for the next 8.5 years, which is fantastic. And then it sort of petered out. And my brother Frank said, why don't you try to have this put out again, if I can find someone to release it for you? Well, he knew this little company called Wienerworld. And I wasn't sure about this. And he said, well, they've been in business for the last 36 years. And I thought, oh, sounds all right to me. Mm. I'll have a bit of that. You know, I like longevity.
Yeah.
And they came back and they said, you know, we didn't realise just how much people knew about Jim Lee and how, you know, good this album was, and we're in. But it had also got this live album with it, which was a mini disc from the Robin Hood, this gig that I did on my own in 2002. And as the Therapy album went along, I didn't know what to do with it. So we just put it with the Therapy album and forgot about it. But on the re-release, so many people have said to me, this live album really kicks and it's nothing like the Therapy album. The Therapy album, as the reviews have said, you know, when you listen to this, and listen is key here, and it's the operative word, listen. And the reviews are fantastic. But then out of the blue, just recently, we found some film footage of the gig. Mm-hmm. Now, this is 15 years ago.
Gosh.
And it was like it's sort of like a ghost from the past, and it's just re-emerged. And I said to my brother, you know, I said, oh, well, you know, I wouldn't like to put this out commercially. We'll just put it on YouTube. And he said, well, you know, I've given a copy to the record company. And I said, well, I want to do something with the sound to improve that. He said, but it's got to come out. And I said, no, I don't want, just stick it on YouTube. And he said, the record company have already sold it to the Americans. The Americans, you know? That's quite a broad brush.
Yeah.
So that's coming out as well. And I've got my new single out, which is all coming back to me now.
I love the title of that. I feel I'm missing out, Jim, not talking to you about Slade. It was an important part of so many people's life, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it was. I get asked about that, and am I proud of what we did and the success and all that? But, you know, it was very much a job, and, you know, there was always the next song to be written. And over the years, and I always used to feel a pressure about that. And then over the years, I found that John Lennon used to think that as well, you know, the pressure of being a Beatle and having to come up with the material. And I've never heard of Paul McCartney saying that. Well, I don't suppose he would. You know, he ended up during the Sgt. Pepper time, I think, as leading the band, really. Mm. And Sgt. Pepper was his brainchild. But it was a pressure. It was work, you know. And it wasn't all sex, drugs and rock and roll. And there was work to be done here. And there was always the next song that had to come from somewhere.
You say it was work and it was a job, but it looked really enjoyable work that you were doing.
Yeah, I mean, the image of the band that was it was great fun. But, you know, and it was. And, you know, we were a really tight unit, and the four of us were really like a small phalanx of soldiers that were very tightly knit. But there was space in between us. We didn't socialise outside the band.
Really?
In the band, no, we didn't. And that's how we remained together in such good fettle for 25 years. I mean, you know, bands notoriously fall out, and we never did. I mean, it's been different since the band's finished. There's been stuff, you know, but then that happens to every band that's ever been. So we did really well, and we had this very sophisticated setup where we were like the four musketeers, you know, and we all looked out for one another. And it worked very, very well. And so and we used to talk in the van about, before we made it, about the way we looked and the way we were putting ourselves over. But we were always a kicking band live. I mean, it was really fantastic to be in a band like that.
My wife says, and I'll mention this now, she said, oh, you're talking to Jim Lee. Can you just tell him? Can you just remind him? Because he won't know. She says, my friend and I used to go and watch Slade rehearse at the Forum. We used to peek through there when they were rehearsing. You won't know that, of course, but you do now. Do you remember that? Do you remember those days?
Of course I do. That would be the late 70s. That's when we used to rehearse at the Forum. And it's not there anymore now. It was an old cinema or a theatre or whatever it was, you know. It had a stage and it had a... We used to set the whole PA up on the floor, and there wasn't enough room, you know, to test it out, and there wasn't enough room for it.
Here in Lincolnshire, Jim, of course, we remember fondly. I mean, it goes down in folklore, the Great Western Festival, the Bardney Festival, and that was a key part of what you were all about as well, wasn't it? Because you were there. Slade were there.
Yeah.
When you guys stole the show, didn't you?
We did. And if you look at the bill, they've got Slade down the bottom. At the top was Joe Cocker and the Beach Boys. Mm. And there was, down the bottom, in tiny writing on the poster, is a band called Genesis.
Yeah.
And then a bit further down, even smaller writing, is a band called Roxy Music. Like, right down the bottom, in the swim with everything else. And because we were having hits by then. So we've slightly bigger writing further up. But before we went on the night, it was a three-night thing,
mm-hmm.
or a four-day thing. And we went on. And the band before us was a band called the Monty Python. Monty Python went on before us. Can you believe that?
It's just a great time, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we went on stage after them. And John Peel announced us. And John Peel wasn't into us. He just thought we were another filthy rock band.
Mm.
And he announced us in a very dowdy way, ladies and gentlemen, Slade, and walked off.